The Overdose by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. Alexandra was always seen as a gorgeous woman online. People drooled over her photos so much that she debated opening some of those fan sites. But so far, all she had really done is put her pictures up on dating apps. Even those one-night stand kind of apps. There's something stopping her from getting any dates. Almost every time the guy showed up, she only came up to their waist. She had very statuesque proportions for someone so small. She had a date with this one guy one time. Super smart. Experimental human biologist. She didn't want to waste her time. So before the date, she warned him. Just so you know, I'm pretty short. It scared a lot of guys away. Don't worry, he said with a smiley emoji. I have a fix for that. And then he followed with an eggplant. Alexandra had no idea what he meant by fix, but did know that an eggplant meant sex. And she was so ready for that. She dressed up in her best skirt. It still sat pretty loose on her body, but that's what belts were for, and a flowing silk button-up. She also put on her sexiest hot pink bra and panty set. She checked in with her head again. Eggplant does mean sex, right? When the doctor showed up, he looked so good in his snug pants and shirt. It was like she could see the outline of his erection in his pants even before she tried to turn him on. To say she was excited was a massive understatement. Do you want to? The doctor stopped and just pointed at his crotch. It wasn't the most romantic or attractive way Alexander had been asked for sex, but she didn't really care. This fix, what is it? She needed to know before anything sexual happened. The man started to blush and motioned her to sit next to him in bed. He explained that he had found this formula he'd been using on himself. He said that he'd been meeting with a lot of short women specifically because this formula processes in his body and he can give it to women. When Alexander asked how, he said, "Now it's been so long since I've given out because women keep running away, and I'm guessing a lot of men have run from you, so please, just don't run." He held his breath for a moment. "It's my cum." Alexandra wasn't paying attention. She knew she should have, but halfway into his explanation, his cock started stretching in his pants, and all she could think about was sucking it. "Alex?" he asked. She dove for his pants and pulled it from his boxes with ease. God, it was so big. She hungrily started licking him like a popsicle. He was insanely turned on, and when she looked up into his eyes with the tip of his cock in her mouth, the doctor exploded full force into her throat. She jerked him quickly as he came, trying to squeeze every last drop out of him, and it was so hot and made her so wet that she didn't notice it was happening. She sat back on her heels, wiping the white goo from her chin, not realizing that her skirt was getting tighter around her. Her shirt, too. The doctor was worried. It had never worked this fast before. Her body was squeezing into those clothes like a sausage. "Wait, what?" Alexandra watched as her body stretched and grew. Then the doctor realized what happened. He had given her a superdose. The backup he had built up had come out at once, and now she was growing exponentially larger than he expected. Her breasts exploded from her shirt. Her ass tore through her skirt. The doctor ran. He wasn't going to jail for this. Soon, she was pushing her back up against the ceiling, getting heavier and heavier in this hotel room. The floor gave way after a minute of creaking and her legs fell through, her arms stretching through the hallway. She was growing too fast to get out and her body burst through the building. She continued to stretch high above the surrounding skyscrapers. Once the smallest statuesque woman in the city, she now towered over everyone and was sure to have many cocks to worship her.